Joe Biden. I don't know what to say about this.
What is with this dude?
Okay, so he's doing one of his campaign speeches in Iowa. A voter got up and asked him about his son in Ukraine and how his son got that $50,000 a month job with no experience in the oil business, no experience at all in any business with the Burisma oil company in Ukraine. Joe Biden's face turned purple, and he actually got in the voter's face. And this guy's like an 80-year-old former farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a Democrat. The guy's just asking questions because he wants to be clear of who he's voting for. And obviously, everybody in this room is a Biden supporter. Biden got super, super ugly.
A damn liar, man. That's not true.
You see, he called him a damn liar. He says, that's not true. I didn't help get my son a job with the Burisma Oil Company, which is, you know, anybody who's watched the whole thing knows he did.
And he has to expect that anyone that's going to ask him a question, somebody's going to ask that because it's everywhere.
No, you can't ask a question. So anyway, it goes on.
And no one has ever said that. No.
Which is also a lie. This was all over the place, which shows you that these politicians, not just Biden, all of them, don't really know what's going on in the news because they don't watch it. They get all their news from their advisors.
Right.
Which leave out all the stuff that's negative. So anyway, now he calls him fat.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. By the way, that's why I'm not sedentary.
Yeah, so no wonder you watch it on the TV because I'm not sedentary. I'm not fat.
Do you hear him at the beginning, though, say, that's why you're, and he stops, and then he says, I'm not sedentary, because he wants to say it right there.
Oh, no, he was pissed. And then, of course, this came.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he said. And by the way, Joe, we have a picture of you golfing with the Burisma executives and your son. So, yeah, he's got a point.
Get your words straight, Jack.
He's angry.
Dude, if you didn't set it up for your son, tell us how we got there then.
How dare we? Again, the guy that's asking is the supporter. How dare you ask questions of me? Don't you know who I am? All right. So that goes on. Then here's the catch. Here's the one that you won't hear on TV today where he actually comes out and calls him fat.
Look, fat.
Now, I think, is the guy's name Matt and that was just a Freudian slip?
It's slip. It's obviously Biden saying what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But, because the guy's decrepit.
Talk about my leg hair some
not
more.
Not even chronologically. People can be 80 and sound like they're 50 and
right.
40, and you got a guy that's 40 that sounds like he's 90.
Right.
Biden is actually his age.
But he's so, and you know, he got mad because the guy called him old as well, but he is old.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, fat, look.
I tell you what, when this is all over, Biden will not be president. He'll be working at a mall.
This Christmas, bring your wish list to the Joe Biden Mall Santa.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
He may be creepy, but he's the best we got.
I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
Because there's only one way to guarantee a present from Joe.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
So visit the Joe Biden Mall Santa to sit on his lap.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Oh.
Rick Stacy.